Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Tolos, for being out here today. It's really awesome being in Bedford, CA. Thank you very much. Got it's awesome down. Being in Bedford because there are some people that have made their way from Fort Worth and said, hey, you know, I can't always get over to the DFW, the Dallas area or Plano or anything like that, but thank you guys for being out here today in Bedford. 1528 Brown Trail, and we still got some things to give away. It looks like we have one Stein left. One Stein left will be given that way in just a moment, so get your name put in there. Also, we do with Taco Bueno. They are your chance to win some Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving tickets.
Hey, that's all Kansas City game.
Yeah, all you got to do is walk up and you take a picture. You do the QR code. Mm-hmm. Those are big deals now, CA. You do the QR code and get your opportunity to win that. But right now it is time to talk to our good friend Kyle Yeomans on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Yeomans. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
Hey, Kyle.
It's good, guys. Hey, Chris. Good to hear you on here today.
Yes, sir.
Now, Kyle, I don't know if you've heard throughout the day, Kevin's voice is not working. Actually, Kevin is sitting across from me just making faces. This morning, Jerry said that if he wasn't so negative all the time, that maybe God would give him his voice back. Your thoughts on Kevin's voice?
No, you know what's kind of funny? I'm dealing with something kind of similar right now. I've been, like, trying to kick this, like, cold and cough, like, all week. And I've been calling these games. Like, I had Georgia, Mississippi State on Saturday. I've had a couple of basketball games in between then. And, like, my entire week has been nothing but, like, cough drops and hot tea and just trying to get the voice back. Kevin, hit me up after the show. I've got a 6-step vocal, like, treatment plan that'll get you back on the show by the end of the show if you really wanted to.
He's
giving, nodding his head.
He's giving the thumbs up right now, so he's excited about the six-step. He also loves six-step programs. He's very big on that. And we also got a goalie stick for that is autographed by from the Arrows, autographed by Gordie Howe, and I do believe his sons as well. So that stick is going to be for Peace-a-thon, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to the Tolo for bringing that out. Were you working with Nick Harris last night?
No, I wasn't with Nick last night. I was at a concert last night, so I didn't get to work with him then.
Who'd you see?
We went to see, it was me and my wife and a friend of hers. We went to Dickie's Arena. Ben Rector is the guy's name.
Yes.
He's kind of like a pop, like, I don't even know what genre it is. It's like pop alternative, I guess. And Matt Kearney opens, who I've followed for a while.
I love Matt Kearney.
It was a great show. It was overall a really good show. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
And that place is acoustically correct.
Yeah,
too.
It's a well built arena. It reminds me of a small AAC.
Yeah,
the promenades are built or whatever. Mm-hmm. I really like that arena. It's really awesome. Now, Kyle, I was also informed You had a kiss cam situation pop up. We just had a conversation about Seve swallowing a fly. What happened with the kiss cam? How'd that go?
Tell us more.
Yeah, that was funny. And Chris Arnold will appreciate this as in stadium entertainment. You try and find new ways as often as you can to try and find a way to have some entertainment for the fans that are in the building, whether it's at the AAC or wherever you're at. Well, my wife is the on-court MC for the Texas Legends, the G League team that I happen to do the broadcast for. So I do all their TV play-by-play. And so it's kind of, she's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing, but we're always in the building at the same time. And so we're just kind of supporting each other where we can. Well, in the middle of a TV timeout, I'm like looking down at my notes. I'm trying to catch up on fouls and points that I kind of keep track of myself as the game's going along on my spotter boards and my notes. And I'm also trying to find this sponsorship read. And so I'm looking down and out of the back of my head, I guess the corner of my headset, and I've got the over-the-ear headphones on, so I can't hear well. But I hear at the end of this sentence, and she's the only female on the microphone, so don't worry, I wasn't just expected to get kissed by anybody. I hear her say, "I'm going to kiss the guy on TV."
Okay.
And I look up, and of course, like as I look up, she like leans over the top of me and just like plants one on me. Pretty. I mean, they were saying they had to like almost like dump part of the broadcast.
Oh,
like,
better than a wife kiss.
Emphatic. Yeah, exactly. And it was passionate to say the least.
Right.
And so I get up from that, of course, I'm pumped about it. I throw a fist in the air, and I look around, and all the TVs, like all the in-house monitors and video screens are all on me. And I didn't even have time to react, because by the time I looked at the video monitor and saw that I was on the in-house feed, we were back from commercial break, and my producer was laughing because he's seeing it. And my producer's
Did
like,
they
go,
replay
Kyle,
it?
Like, get after it, dude. And so I finished the read. I go through the, like, whatever car dealership read we had. And I look at Heckma Harrison, who I know you guys have worked with a couple times before. Uh-huh. And I look over at him, and I'm like, I think I was just on the kiss cam. I didn't even know we had one in Legends games, which is true. It was the first home game of the year, and it was the first time they had done it. And she wanted to kick it off with a bang, and she certainly did. I even heard Boomer Esiason and his radio show in New York was talking about it yesterday.
Oh, look out. So like it did go viral. It went viral.
Yeah, like it didn't go viral, but people saw it and thought it was funny, and that was really the whole point about it is, like, we just like to have fun, and it was a part of the day that we didn't anticipate, and I didn't anticipate, and it ended up being a fun time.
You better be glad you weren't at a Coldplay concert. Those that know,
yeah,
they know.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Did you?
That was my wife.
Did you kiss her back? Did that happen? Or okay, all right, smart man.
It's a passionate kiss. Yeah. Remember, mm-hmm, Corey, it's a passionate kiss.
Yeah. And you know, the kids weren't around too, so you know, all three of the kids are at home. So so that was probably
they would have covered their eyes and said,
ew. That is one of their favorite words this week is ew. They've learned how to say ew, and they pick up a piece of trash or like a piece of food off the floor that they threw down or something, and they come up to me and my wife and they're like, ew, that's exactly what they would have said.
Yep.
Well, I'm enjoying the stories there, Kyle. That's you're living the life, man. I'm loving it right now. Let's turn our attention a little bit to Monday night, and I know we're still a few days away, and we got some work to do over the weekend here. I'm going to start with Overshown. What is too high of an expectation, and what is too low of an expectation for him?
Yeah, I think too low would be he's just kind of a rotational guy and a body at the second level. I think anything more than that is a cherry on top, because coming back from the injury that he's had to deal with is not easy from a physical standpoint, but he's past those hurdles or else they wouldn't put him out there. The next step is just taking a live rep for the first time and getting over the mental aspect of returning from an injury as severe as what he suffered last December. So I think it's going to take a minute. I think for DeMarvian, the biggest thing is make sure you're in the playbook. You're double checking what's new in this Matt Eberflus system. Cause remember, he's never run a play for Matt Eberflus,
exactly,
and he's going to have to kind of maneuver into that. So to expect him to kind of come in and set the world on fire and play like he did prior to the injury last year, I think that might be a little bit of a high expectation for game one. Certainly, that's something that you want him to attain again. But right now, just get out there, run some reps, make a play or two, get a couple of hits, get into the rhythm of popping pads again. And then I think from that point forward, you're going to see DeMarvian Overshown's mental game and the confidence level continue to grow, because he's as strong of a mental fortitude and a physical guy as you're going to meet. I mean, he is right with what he is confidence-wise, and that's why he's come back from multiple injuries in the past. I expect nothing less, but I just think it's going to take a little bit of time.
I think you're right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was bringing it up the last time I was talking about him. Agent Zero has got to be comfortable with the system. In other words, mm-hmm. I'm hoping we see the same guy. But remember, just like everybody else on this roster, they're learning Eberflus's style. And again, it may be communication. It may be, is he thinking rather than reacting? In the first game, I'm just looking for him to just fit in, like you said, play within the game. I'm not expecting mm-hmm. him to be Superman right off the bat, because I know it's a different system.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be different levels for all these newcomers on the defensive side, whether it's from injury or from the trades. I think Quinnen Williams is probably going to have the easiest transition out of anybody, because they're going to tell Quinnen Williams, do what you do. And that's be one of the more dominant defensive tackles in all of football. There are some little nuances in the system that he's going to have to maneuver around, certain techniques and stunts and things like that. But for the most part, it's hold the line of scrimmage and go backwards, right? Like, push the pocket and push the interior. Logan Wilson's probably going to take a little bit more, but he's been playing at least. You know, he's been in the system. He's been around Cincinnati and played a lot for Cincinnati the last couple of years. He's at least going to be able to come in and say, I've had a week and a half to digest this playbook. Let me take an opportunity to get comfortable as well, but it shouldn't take him very long. Then I would probably put Overshown as the next guy that is learning and getting back into it, but he's coming off of an injury. And then you've got Savone Rebel, who's making an NFL debut, who is coming off of an injury and has never played in an NFL system. He's probably going to take the longest to really maneuver into what you want him to be and to develop into what you want him to be. So for all four of those guys that are going to be newcomers in this scheme and in this defensive look coming up on Monday, they're all going to take different time to get into it. And I think fans just have to keep that in the back of their mind as they're watching what happens against the Raiders.
Hey, Kyle, I'm going to see you up there at the Star in about an hour and a half, but you've been up there for the last couple of days. By chance, have you had a chance to take a sneak peek, or has anybody up there seen the practice shirts or the decals that the Cowboys are going to wear in honor of the life of Marshawn Nealon?
I haven't seen them yet. Honestly, the open media portion is right now over there in the Ford Center. So I'm here talking with you guys. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm just missing the media portion. I will go over there afterwards, and I'm hoping that I can catch a glimpse of them for a little bit too. So because they didn't do practice outside today. They moved it inside Ford Center, so they're in there today. And so I'm in a conference room off to the side, but definitely something to look forward to. And I know everybody around here still it's heavy hearts, and it will be for a long time. And it's going to be an emotional day on Monday. So I'm glad they're able to honor him in these little ways across the season, just to say, hey, we're never going to forget about Marshawn Nealon, and he's always going to be a part of this family. And it's certainly sad, but it is a cool tribute nonetheless.
Yeah, I love the way Shadi put it. We're not moving on. We're just moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sorry, just to add on that a little bit. I know there's going to be a lot of talk and a lot of different media and elements of it on Monday that I'm sure fans will digest as we get closer. But we've got a feature coming up on Cowboys Pregame Live 6 o'clock on Monday that I'm really excited to share with the Cowboys fans and the Cowboys family out there. I think it's going to be really cool.
I kind of asked Mickey about this a little bit, but I'm not sure if I've discussed this with you, but when it comes to Revel, we're hearing, you know, we're getting closer here. When you watched him, what was the scouting report on him? What does he bring that this defense, this secondary needs so desperately?
I mean, he was one of my favorite players out of the draft. I mean, of course, me being on your airwaves for the NFL draft coverage that we provided with the draft show, people knew how much I loved Savone Rebel just from my time covering the American Conference and just being around East Carolina, which is where he went to school. And then he gets hurt early in the season, and I'm bummed out about that. But it did allow a guy who I thought could have been a top, maybe a top 50 pick to fall into the third round. And that's where I think his length, his size, his athleticism, I mean, he's just an athletic freak. He's got a great wingspan. He jams up at the line of scrimmage. Everybody's been calling for more press man, right? He's a guy who can give you that. He's got great ball skills. He can win with leverage on his jump balls. He's got good fluid hip work. His footwork was advanced for a guy coming out of a group of five school and with relatively little experience because of what it was. I thought he reminded me of kind of a second-tier Sauce Gardner. Like, that's what I thought he looked like in college. He wasn't playing at the level that Sauce was, but Sauce was also out of the American Conference because he was at Cincinnati before they jumped to the Big 12. And so he had a lot of background there out of the same conference. And I think when it came to Sauce's game, it was all about the athleticism and the wingspan and his ability to press at the line of scrimmage. Rebel can do all of those things. And it's something that I think you're able to add with Deron Bland and with the rotation of corners that you have, because he's more athletic or has been more athletic on tape out of college than a lot of these guys were at their point in the career.
Kyle, moments ago, CA said that he thinks that Ashton Jeanty is going to run all over the Cowboys and probably embarrass them.
That's not what I said.
That is not what he said. I'm putting words in his mouth right now. But he was like, hey, watch out for this kid.
I picked the Cowboys to win.
He said, watch out for him.
I said, they better watch out.
As what you've seen of Jeanty compared to what you watched, because we all watched his Boise State stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah.
What's been the struggle for him this year, and where could the Cowboys like take advantage of this Raiders offense?
You know, I don't think it's as much of a problem with Jeanty as it is a problem with his offensive line. His offensive line does not – they're not playing well right now. Yeah. And they find rhythm. They could. I mean, it's early or midway through the season now, you know. Like, I think this offensive line can find something. But when he's averaging 3.8 yards per carry, but he's been taken down behind the line of scrimmage nearly 30 times this year – he's not falling behind the line of scrimmage. He's getting tackled because he's getting beat to the spot because guys in front of him are not blocking. And that's where I think the problem is with Jeanty. I still think he's just as dangerous of a runner. And he's broken a couple this year. I mean, he's had some highlight reel type of plays. And you know he's going to be up for playing against his hometown team. Of course, the Cowboys never had an opportunity to draft him because he did go 6th overall. But yeah. He talked about it in the draft process. He wanted to be a part of this organization. He would have loved to be a Cowboy if he did fall to where the Cowboys were in the middle of the first round. So there's going to be a little chip on his shoulder as a Frisco Lone Star product who went to Boise State, had the success that he did. I just think his offensive line is where he is susceptible, because I don't care who you are behind the line of scrimmage, especially as a rookie, you're not going to have the same level of impact unless your offensive line is doing their job. And to this point in the season, they haven't done that consistently. And if they are able to do that and control it against the new look Cowboys front seven, then that's where I think Ashton Jeanty can have some success. But I just don't see that happening, even with Dallas struggling against the run. I think Quinnen Williams fixes a lot of those problems, and you're going to see that against the underperforming offensive line from the Raiders this weekend.
We hope so. For a fact, I just didn't want to see a Rico revenge return.
Yeah, none of us do. Yeah. Absolutely not. Kyle, thank you so much
for
your time. Really appreciate all the fun stuff, and looking forward to chatting with you again, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. By the way, go Mean Green taking on UAB this weekend. I got to mention
I was
going to
say something
too.
About that. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you what you thought about Chucky getting that package. I'm talking about John Gruden getting the package from the Mean Green.
It was awesome, except he messed up the Mean Joe Green and Mean Green moniker storyline. Oh. He said it was because of Mean Joe Green. That's not the case. It was never because of Mean Joe Green. It was the other way around. So he did have one correction in there that I thought I would throw out there, but the overall thing was really cool. And now his closet looks a little bit more like my closet, which is great. A lot of North Texas stuff as we get closer to trying to make the college football playoff.
Excellent.
Great stuff, Kyle. We're gonna get there, baby. We are going to get there. There he goes, Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. You can hear him all over the place. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get into some Masterpiece of the Week next on The Fan. We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Man, you know what? This is great. The two times that Kevin has either been out or not capable of talking, we get the loudest cheers. And I like to think that's for me, and I appreciate that, y'all. Thank y'all very much for making me feel good as we head into a Friday. And also, thank you.
Corey.
This is like that time.
Wait. Y'all got to say Kevin.
And we have Chris Arnold with us right now, and Bobby Belt has joined
Bobby
us.
Bobby Belt,
finally able to join you. Do you know, like, right now? No lie. Like, I had to circle the parking lot for like 10 minutes to actually get somewhere to park.
And this is the biggest parking lot at a Taco Bueno I've ever seen.
I know, and you guys filled it up.
Thank you very much. It is completely full. Hey, let me point this out, too. I had to park in what was not a parking spot at the fire station this morning. I was lucky that the fireman said I could park there, but there was no place to be.
That's the Dalmatian
spot. Because y'all packed it up this morning. That was awesome to see. People were rolling their kids out.
Your move, G-Bag.
Yeah. All right, G-Bag.
The pressure's on.
See what y'all can do. And Zach's not with them, so, I mean, that's their biggest draw. you know. It always has.
That is the sex appeal.
It is the sex appeal for sure. Bobby, thanks again for letting me hop on with you guys this morning, and thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It was great.
It was nice. I wanted to be there a little longer, but
Kevin couldn't talk,
mm-hmm. So I had to prepare for what today is. It is Forgiveness Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 877-881-1053. Anything that you've done wrong this week or things that you plan on doing wrong in the future, you can ask for forgiveness, and we may or may not forgive you. Gentlemen, do y'all think Kevin deserves forgiveness for losing his voice?
Well, here's the only thing, is that the suggestion as to how he lost his voice was settled during the last break,
mm-hmm.
which I thought I saw Hagee's wife here.
What happened?
He says no, but Tolo started figuring out, oh, Kevin was Tolo going in the parking lot.
That makes sense.
The cries of passion just killed his voice.
Cries of passion.
So does he deserve forgiveness for that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say this. There's one thing I do know, is that Kevin doesn't kiss with his eyes open. So does that mean, with his eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. He doesn't close his eyes when
he's
kisses.
He's looking?
He always has his eyes open. So do you think he's much of a screamer in the times where love is being made?
What?
Ooh. I assume that means he's, like, taking in more of it, and so maybe he's more vulnerable or susceptible to it, potentially.
Do you kiss with your eyes closed?
Mm, yeah.
You do?
With my
okay.
eyes closed,
yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah, that's
mine
the way you're supposed to as a human. Chris,
yeah.
You too?
Closed.
Yeah, everybody closes their eyes except for Kevin, who can't defend himself right now either, so that's even more fun for us because we can pretty much say anything and he can't do anything about it, so that's
so
kind of
he can just angrily mime.
So is he's watching the person he's kissing, but are they watching him?
Yeah, they're imagining him. And he's,
yeah,
and,
their
and
eyes are closed.
I feel like it's just a matter of, like, it just feels odd. It's like tight quarters. Like, what am I looking at with my
right.
eyes open?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
You're looking at your partner's eyelashes?
The
girl's
pores
eyelashes?
Of her cheek, you know?
Yeah.
Do I really want to
see
those
things?
Yeah,
it's like, that is the bridge of your nose.
Yeah,
yes.
That is the... It's
I'd know it anywhere.
The Bridgerton, if you will. Also... Kevin, you sent these things over to me for Forgiveness Friday, and let's go ahead and roll this one out. Klay Thompson and Jason Williams. Have you heard this
white
one,
chocolate.
CA? Have you heard this about
I saw the video.
Megan Thee Stallion? And I'm trying to figure out, is it Jason Williams who needs some forgiveness here? He said, it only takes one...
You can't say what he said on the air. This is not a podcast.
I'll say it.
He, to drag a battleship across the desert, that's how powerful it is. That's what he told Pat Bev, and he said, Klay Thompson, I ain't saying that's what it is, but that might be what it is. Referring to my GF as a P is so disgusting and disturbing, Klay Thompson said, especially from someone who played in the NBA. How would you feel if I referred to your wives in such a way? And then Pat Bev said, you guys feel better. That's very disappointing. So he said it only takes one P to drag a battleship across the desert about Megan Thee Stallion. Does Jason Williams deserve forgiveness for this?
Yes.
Okay.
He deserves forgiveness for this reason, Hagee, because Hagee just mimed a very intense reaction. Just for this reason. That feels to me like very much... like regional dialect for Jason Williams.
Because he was talking about West Virginia.
Like where he came from. Like, that sounds like just an idiom.
A common phrase.
Like, it's just like, you know, yeah.
He said his daddy said him.
It's like
said
bird in the hand, two in the bush. Like, that seems like similar to what he's saying there.
But,
you know what?
Just in West Virginia.
But Clay's right as far as a player or a former player. I have to blame Pat Bev. You know why?
What's that?
Pat Bev's got a podcast like a lot of players do or former players do. And people get too comfortable. And Pat Bev will say anything. And don't get me wrong, you never really heard Jason Williams ever in his whole career say anything controversial. So Bobby's right about it's probably a regional thing. But at the same time, his comfort level mm-hmm. with Pat Bev made him say that. It's like, they don't know. They're not broadcasters. They're not journalists.
How many times have we heard the on a pedestal quote?
Yeah. No, okay. We've heard it plenty of times.
Is he getting dragged as bad if he uses that phrase?
No, not at all.
And so I think it's probably just more.
Good point. Here, let me explain. My grandfather, mm-hmm. And he's still with us. My grandmother is not. Sorry, Bobby. I know your mom's not with us anymore either.
Yeah,
so.
No, she is not here. She is gone.
But one time there were some beans my grandmother made, and I was like, Grandma, these beans are amazing. And my grandfather goes, she mashed the poot out. And I was like, huh. So basically saying you're not going to toot later after mm-hmm. these beans because she mashed them all out. Well, then we're at dinner with Adrian's family, and her aunt and her grandparents.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Parents, and somebody says something about how good the beans are, and I leaned across the table and said,
"No, you didn't.
They must have mashed the poot out." And everybody looked at me like I was an insane person, and we weren't married yet, and so I was like, "Oh no!" And Adrian even looked at me like the upside down face look, like, "What are you doing right now?" And so that's sometimes there's sayings, Chris, that just don't go with everybody. All right,
I like
you
that.
You lived it.
I like that specifically because I imagine you were like. Also waiting for a moment of silence, like, I've got a line that's going to kill
it. It's going to crush everybody.
It's going to crush.
Just watch everybody laugh.
And it did not.
It did not. Even the waiter dropped his glass.
It was like my bad joke last week that Hagee said everybody laid out on.
That was.
I don't remember which one it was.
It was a joke. That is for sure. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get it rolling right now. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah! Gentlemen. CA,
yes, Alec.
Bobby Belt.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have
What's
you
up?
Boys along. Gonna be a
Kevin's
fun
also listening, Alec. He's
he is,
listening.
But yeah. I can't see his hand expressions. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he's going to have to like write down his vote or whatever and hand it to one of y'all or something. Or if he just learned ASL during the break or something, maybe he could do that for you. But it is time.
Give you the finger.
Oh, yeah. I know what that one means. That's about it. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We revisit the wild, wacky, oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. We have traditions here within this segment to pick on people who are not here to defend themselves. And I actually have two of those. I have Mickey Spagnola and I have RJ Choppy. Who would you want to hear from first?
Let's go with RJ first.
All right. This was during crosstalk yesterday. RJ said this.
Mike is not as long as he used to be.
Okay.
Oh.
Hold on. Can I get a little more return? I wanted to hear that a little bit louder because I feel like I heard at the end of there, did Kevin agree or did he
yep.
say, oh?
He just goes, oh, I'll run it back.
Oh.
Mike is not as long as he used to be.
Okay.
Oh.
That's Kevin's concern right there. That's the concern. That's good right there. I like that one.
Let's see. Mickey Spagnola. He said this. He was talking about Mike Adams, I believe.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Mickey Spagnola said this today. We've gotten plenty of texts about it. You guys have alluded to it. Good luck, Kevin.
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out, huh?
Tolo go.
That is a Tolo go situation, Kevin. That is for sure. Now, Bobby, CA, you guys, y'all have heard Masterpiece of the Week plenty of times.
Uh-huh.
Mickey has an entry every week.
Yep.
I am convinced that Mickey is trying to win every week. You've known Mickey a long time. Y'all know the man. Does he have that kind of sense of humor, or is he, you know, really secretly spying in and making this happen?
Sometimes not. He's from Chicago.
Is he an innocent actor here?
Yeah. I think if you pointed it out to him, he would absolutely recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's incapable, what do you mean? I don't know if he would just naturally go, I got a bit for these guys.
Though. Okay. All right. So he's just being him.
Yeah.
But he's like, but I also am funny.
And you're the one that turned it into something about Mary.
Let's go ahead and hear that one more time, though, regarding Kevin's throat.
All right. Let's see here. Got to cue it back up.
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out, huh?
Warm liquid. All right. That is definitely on the list.
Let's see.
I do know that there was once upon a time Mickey said this on the air in reference to a white T-shirt that you wear under your regular shirt.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's possible that he's he's within that.
Okay. All right.
He's just shaking his head.
We have one more from Choppy. Corey, you actually got involved in this one.
No. You got a thin grip now.
It's a thin grip.
You don't want a thick grip anymore.
No, I do want a thick grip. Everybody wants a thick grip, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Talking golf?
Now, that was definitely a golf situation. Uh-huh. And it was something I'd heard that him and Bobby were talking about earlier. And I just wanted to confirm. It seemed like that they were talking earlier a little more about something sexual. I was talking golf, though. I was definitely talking golf.
Clean yourself up.
Yeah, I think that that's 100% what Choppy was meaning.
Yeah.
But.
Sure.
But out of context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Corey, I have a challenge for you.
I think that's all the context you need.
Corey, I have a challenge for you. I want this to be a new subcategory every week, kind of like how we had Mike's ridiculous overreactions and the noises he would make. I want Corey's crash outs. Just listen to the background.
Probably in a few minutes, you'll have old man Corey Majors.
Is this thing move?
That was in the studio. Was the microphone not working? It wasn't moving around for. I was trying to get it to adjust so that I could talk into it, and it just wouldn't do what I want. Oh no, that was when the monitor.
It was the
that
monitor.
Was when I broke the monitor off the off the arm at the new studio. Look, I didn't find the self-destruct button yet. All right, so I'm still okay here. Mm-hmm. It was just one monitor because it was like laying flat. Nobody does that. Nobody stands up and looks over it like that.
No.
So I just made it. So it stood up
and
straight, so I could look right into it. Mm. It's not completely broken. A little super glue, maybe a new one, you know?
Black tape.
a new old super glue works? Act like you've never used super glue before.
Gorilla glue.
Yes. Dude, that stuff's awesome.
It really is.
Corey, I'm glad Bobby is here because he can prove that he listens all the time. He Tolos. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Tolo Go. Because he actually sent me this one.
That rubs off on you too? That dude has it.
That was a great point, Corey.
Everybody in this Taco Bueno's cracking up.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I have no clue what I was talking about there.
I believe the context was you were talking about leadership.
Leadership. That makes a lot of sense. Rubbing off on people.
Let me hear that again so I can make
follow
sure.
Follow the leader, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, one more time.
You too.
Yeah. Whoops. Right here.
That rubs off on you too. That dude has it.
Mm-hmm. He's
got
other
it. People have it.
Yeah, and then he's going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
I don't know how to transition from that, so we're gonna pick on Kevin.
It's 2025.
That's true. I'm going to pick on Kevin since he can't do anything about it.
Facility
so you're like
after
a
that.
Sex vampire?
That was me for not Tolo going.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I'm really happy. An 877-81-1053. Text in if you have Tolo go today, if All you right. plan on Tolo going later. We really appreciate the Tolo Go movement, and that's one of the things that it has been a big movement for a lot of people, and I'm proud of it.
Let's see. Kevin also had a bold proposition.
I will give you $6.4 million for your solid gold toilet.
So Steve Cohen of the New York Mets, he is putting up his pure gold toilet for sale for $10 million.
Pure gold as always.
It is pure gold always. That is for sure. And it's for $10 million. Kevin said six, but then he was like, hold on, I didn't factor in these things. It turns out $10 million is actually a good price for a solid gold toilet.
If it turns green, it's not real.
But Kevin wants gold bars. He wants some gold bars, and you're right about that. You don't want it to turn green, that's for sure.
All right. This might be the most disturbing one of the day because it directly involves me. Corey, you said this.
Fill up a whole studio with Alec, and he sits in the middle, and all the other people sit around him so they can touch each other to touch him.
Yeah. So this is my goal. I think we should auction off a viewing of Love Actually with Alec. He's never seen Love Actually before, so I figured put him in the middle of a studio movie grill, and then have everybody around him. So again, you may not touch Alec directly, but you can touch Alec indirectly. You know, you touch somebody else, and then that person touches, and then there's more touching all the way to Alec. And everybody can hold hands in a way while watching Love Actually.
There's
which
a lot
is a
of touching
movie.
In that movie.
There is. Mm-hmm. It's a
6 degrees of separation.
CA, do you like Love Actually? Have you seen that one yet?
I can't remember.
You need to watch that this Christmas.
Who's
right?
in it?
That's on your list. Everybody from England.
All the every UK actor.
All the English actors. Yes.
Yeah, you don't sigh.
Liam Neeson's in it. Hugh.
You came
Grant,
up with one.
Hugh Grant's
Hugh
in
Grant,
it.
Hugh Grant, Keira Knightley, homeboy from Walking Dead.
I was going down
Chiwetel
the list.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah.
Ask me if I've seen it again.
Have you seen Love Actually, CA?
Pops.
Okay, there we go.
So British.
I love
Pops.
It. I love it.
Voting time, gentlemen. Who's our winner?
All right. Kevin says that he is voting for Corey's hands across the studio remark that I dropped moments ago regarding Alec.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. I don't want to play it again, but I'm going to.
Fill up a whole studio with Alec, and he sits in the middle, and all the other people sit around him so they can touch each other to touch him.
Yeah. Touch fest.
I hate
this. We can call it that, too. Touch fest.
Like, charity is cool, but
yeah.
Can we phrase this better, at least?
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty accurate, Alec.
All right.
I'm going to go with Mickey, because I think just Mickey is very accurate about what Kevin needs in his life.
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out, huh?
Dude, it's the pause, too, right before he drops it and is like, nah, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and
dive
Because
he's winking at somebody in the car with it. Like, hey, listen to what I'm saying.
You guys got to vote? Y'all got to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kevin's throat full of warm liquid.
All right.
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out.
There you go,
huh?
Hagee.
Nice. CA?
What can beat that?
One final time.
You might want to get some warm liquid in your throat to help out, huh?
Well, I wish we had the Twitch and the YouTube cameras on Kevin right now.
Oh, we do. Oh, we definitely do right now. Yeah, he is visual.
He has hands in his face.
And Kevin, you can Tolo go as you get that that thing that Mickey suggested.
Release
All right, coming up next.
What list do you want released?
It is time to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live from Taco Bueno in Bedford. Bedford, thank you so much for rolling with us today. 1528 Brown Trail. Hopefully we kept the staff very busy today as they were feeding lots of people here in at Taco Bueno. And we look forward to getting out and about all next week as well. But right now, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Fellas, how we doing today?
Majors, we are rolling. How the heck are you?
Man, I'm having a great day. I know Kevin, like when we got here, there was a little bit of chaos because Kevin can't talk very well, fellas. I don't know if y'all have heard him.
Yeah.
Things are a little scratchy.
Yeah, that Jerry interview was good.
Thank you. Broadus, was that a compliment to me or was that a shot at Kevin?
No, it was a really good, it was a compliment. You guys did a nice job with Jerry. I was driving into the star, so good job.
Thank you, Broadus. Look at that. Kevin was very offended at first, but he's like, you know what? Those were all Kevin's questions, so I really appreciate that. guys, what is the we're looking ahead at the schedule this weekend. I think there's some very good football, college and pro, that's going to be going down. Do y'all have an idea of what games you're looking most forward to this weekend? Because I'm looking directly at Bucks and Bills as one that's going to be an absolute blast.
Well, now that the Fire Nico train has left the building, I'm on the Packers are missing the playoffs train. So it's Giants, Packers. Can this New York front put enough pressure on Love to leave their guys in the back end pretty much uncommitted to having to get in the box too much? If that happens, I think they keep the Packers under 20 points, maybe three games in a row under 13 for Green Bay, and we take another step in that direction.
Fascinated by if Texas can go to Athens, Georgia, and live up to the billing that they've had. They've been successful here the last several weeks. You know, the Vanderbilt win was a really nice win, though. Georgia at home is usually pretty good money, but I'd be interested if Texas can find a way to get it done there.
Has Georgia always been a tough place to play?
Yeah, it has. It the fan base there at that stadium is it's kind of an SEC crowd. Of course, I mean, they're always going to be ruckus. They've got a band of about 1,000 people in it. You know, they're going to play music the whole time. I mean, it's tough, and you try and navigate that. I mean, I there's teams that have gone there, especially you get to that one end of the stadium where, you know, like say the band, the students and all them are. And I've seen teams get 3 or 4 motion penalties in a row just from the crowd noise. So, yeah, difficult place to play.
I love when that kind of effect happens for a home crowd like that. Eric, I'm looking at Broncos Chiefs. What are you feeling, man?
Eric's not with us today.
All right, Eric's not with us today.
Yeah, it's just me and Lucius and Gavin today. So,
dude, what a show this is going to be.
Yeah, we're going to try our best.
We're going 3-1, but Brian's already lying to you. You know, the only thing he's going to be watching this weekend is those college players on tape.
Yeah.
Admit it.
You're 20 in already. Yeah.
You're a machine.
20 players in, yeah. So I'm going to try and – I've got 3 days to knock out a lot of guys. So I'm going to try my best to see if I can get this thing into maybe into the 40 range if we can.
Broadus, that's definitely ending up on Masterpiece of the Week next week. I really appreciate that from you there. That do you start with like the do you just say here's a list and you go top to bottom? Do you just like what? How do you roll through these players?
Yeah, I try. Dane Brugler sends me a list of the guys, like 5 at each position, and so what I'll do is I'll just go down the line. So, like I'll take a wide receiver, and then the next one will be a tight end, and so I just try and eliminate them that way, and then, you know, you knock all the guys off the list, and then, you know, he asks for another list of some more guys. So, yeah, it's Dane's always been super helpful giving me the list of guys I need to take a peek at.
How far down in the list typically before you go, why the crap is this guy even on this list?
Oh, you get down into, like,
the Puka Nacua range?
Yeah, yeah. I wish I got down to the Puka Nacua range. You get a situation where you start to get, like, in the fifth, sixth round, like, in the sixth round, you start to go, man, am I really sure this guy's better than the 7 other guys that I have listed in that round? So that's... Yeah, it's going to be a few months before I get to there.
All right, fellas, what do we got coming up on the show, Graham, today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Yes. We do have Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to that. And Todd Archer at 4 o'clock right here. We're going full 5 tonight here, 2 to 7.
Awesome. Go kill it, fellas. Really looking forward to listening on the way home. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece live from Taco Bueno in Bedford. We will be back with you on Monday. Until then, you've been Masterpieced.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.